Welcome back, my lovely bakers, to Beginner's Bakes. Today we're making Christmas pudding and easy layered trifle. Perfect for finishing a festive meal with flair or sneaky indulgence before dinner. I remember my first Christmas pudding. I forgot to steam it long enough, and it was a little squidgy in the middle. My aunt said, "It's unique." But a generous pour of brandy butter solved everything. And trifles, one year, I stacked too many layers, and it looked like a festive skyscraper. Still went down the treat, though. So recipe 13. Classic Christmas pudding. Here's what we need. 200 grams or 7 ounces of raisins. 200 grams or 7 ounces of sultanas. 100 grams or 3.5 ounces of chopped mixed peel. 50 grams or 1¾ ounces of chopped nuts. Nuts are obviously optional because of nut allergies out there, so if you are putting them in, make sure everyone knows about it. 150 grams or 5½ ounces of soft brown sugar. 100 grams or 3½ ounces of suet or butter. 2 eggs. 100 grams or 3½ ounces of plain flour. A teaspoon of mixed spice. And 100 ml or 3.5 fluid ounces of brandy or stout. Step 1. Mix all the dried fruit, nuts, sugar, suet or butter in a large bowl. In a separate bowl, beat your eggs, add the flour, spice and brandy. Once mixed, combine with the mixed fruit. Spoon it into a greased pudding basin. Cover with parchment paper or foil and steam for 4 to 5 hours. An optional, you could store it for a few days to let the flavour mature. But warning, aroma may tempt a sneaky taste of the batter. So to Baker's Corner. If the pudding cracks slightly, call it rustic festive charm. And yes, tasting a small piece is mandatory, purely for quality control, naturally. I once made this pudding for the family Christmas, and my nephew asked, "Why is it so dark?" And I said, "Because Christmas is rich and full of flavour, just like this pudding. Even slightly squishy, it stole the show." So a quick shout out to listener Amina from Lewisham. She emailed me a picture of her first pudding, looking a little bit lumpy, but tasting amazing. That's the spirit. So on to recipe 14. Easy layered Christmas trifle. Here's what we need. Sponge fingers or leftover cake. 200 grams or 7 ounces of mixed berries or chopped fruit. 500 ml or 17½ ounces of custard. And 1 packet of flavoured jelly. Any flavour, entirely up to you. Raspberry, strawberry, pineapple, anything you like. 300 ml or 10 fluid ounces of whipped cream. Optional to whether you use double cream or single cream, whatever takes your fancy. 2 to 3 tablespoons of sherry or fruit juice. This is optional, but me, I prefer sherry. And chocolate shavings, festive sprinkles for the decoration. So to step 1. Layer the sponge fingers or the cake in the trifle dish and drizzle with the sherry or your orange juice. And then add a layer of fruit. And then you can continue to do more layers, i.e. more sponge fingers cake, more sherry, a little drizzle, and another layer of fruit. And then when you're finished, then mix up your jelly, get it all nice and ready. Once ready, pour over the top of the cake and the fruit, ready for the custard. Let it set, and then pour the custard over the fruit and chill for about 30 minutes. And then finally, top with whipped cream and decorate with chocolate sprinkles, or you can shave a piece off of a chocolate bar. Entirely whatever you want to put on the top, entirely up to you. But the more layers, the more dramatic the effect. But warning, someone will probably dig in before you start serving. Baker's Corner. If the layers get a little mixed, call it artisan festive flair. And yes, tasting a spoonful while layering is compulsory. Quality control, naturally. And there we have it. Christmas pudding and layered trifle, done simply. Perfect for festive tables, gifting, or sneaky midnight indulgence. You can find all the recipes on the website, www.big-g-bakes.co.uk. And if your pudding cracks, or your trifle layers wobble, send me a picture anyway. Laughter is part of the recipe. Email me at jim.boxall@big-g-bakes.co.uk. All right, bakers. Till next time, we're doing Christmas meringues. So until then, keep it festive, keep it fun, keep on baking. Thanks for listening.